On the ensuing kickoff, Bannex goes for the onside kick again, and they nearly recovered it, but Ubley was there to jump on it first at their own 49-yard line. A 51-yard field to work with for the Bearcats, moving right to left Crosser Radio, leading by 6 points, 34-28.
Well, the Hatchets go for the onside kick, and it goes right into the quarterback, senior quarterback Jeffrey Wright's arms. It bounces off his chest, and the game saved by number 88. That's Graven Palace making the recovery for the Bearcats.
And there's a fumble on first down. And number 5, Nathan Keller, is Johnny on the spot to grab that one. It was a bad snap. It's going to be a 2-yard loss. Now 2nd and 12 for the Hatchets. Pushed back, or for the Bearcats, excuse me, pushed back to their 48-yard line.
I don't know what's happened here, but the Bearcats are stunned all of a sudden. The Hatchets score a touchdown, recover the onside kick, go down and score on this great Bearcat defense again. And then you see a loose ball on the onside kick again, and a fumble on the snap. Bearcats got to gather themselves here.
And a handoff to a Ubley back, and we have a flag at the very end of that play. He's all the way out to the 45-yard line. It's going to be a 7-yard pickup. And it was number 20, Derek Brown, on the carry, brought down by Ryan Holeski. And we have a face mask against Bad Axe. And no word yet if this is a personal foul or just a 5-yard penalty. It's the 15-yard variety. There we go. 15 yards being walked off.
They didn't rule it a personal foul, but apparently it was.
I think the officials are a little just too scared to talk in the microphone. They're keeping it nice and short. 6:12 remaining in the fourth quarter. Ubley leading by 6 points, 34-28. Bad Axe with 2 straight touchdowns to make this a 6-point ball game. Ubley is at their 30-yard, at the Bad Axe 30-yard line with a 1st and 10 after a 15-yard face mask at the end of the Derek Brown rush. Right to left Crosser Radio are the Bearcats in their white uniforms, black pants, black helmets. Right under center, team 3 men in the backfield in the tee. It's a handoff to Derek Brown. He's out for the run. He breaks free of his first tackle and finally chased down at the 16-yard line by number 18, Tommy Morneau. If it weren't for Morneau, Brown would be in the end zone and then some.
Yeah, Tommy Morneau makes another touchdown-saving tackle. But you got to love how Derek Brown runs the football. There's a reason why he's the lead back of this Bearcat offense. He'd be the lead back on most offenses around here. He's undersized, but he runs powerful, low to the ground, and with 2 hands on the ball at all times, Clark. There's no knocking the ball away from him. He explodes through the line of scrimmage and gets a big first down for this Bearcat team that's struggling a little bit here in the fourth quarter.
1st and 10, it's a handoff to Derek Brown again, and he rumbles all the way down to about the 10-yard line for a 5-yard gain, brought down by Tommy Morneau, who has a slew of tackles in this game. He has 14. Ryan Holeski has 13. 2nd down, 5 to go from the 10-yard line. Less than 5 to play in regulation. Ubley hanging on to that 34-28 lead over Bad Axe from Bad Axe, Michigan, week number 9. Ubley RA has secured a playoff spot with 6 wins. They're trying to make it 7 tonight and secure first week home game in the pre-district. T formation right under center, trying to take as much time off the clock. It's a handoff, actually going to be quarterback keeper for Jeffrey Wright.
Corner.
He has the corner, he has the edge, he's in for the score. Touchdown, Ubley. Jeffrey Wright from 10 yards out pushes this back out to a 2-possession ball game with 4:33 left in the fourth. It's Ubley 40, Bad Axe 28, 2-point conversion coming up.
Well set up by the Bearcats. They run their best running back, Derek Brown, 2 times in a row. He gets a big gain the first time, gets a very nice gain the second time. The third time, Jeffrey Wright puts an empty left hand in his lap with no ball. The Bad Axe defenders slam into Derek Brown. Jeffrey Wright keeps it around the end untouched, totally fooled the Hatchet defense. Great play. Nice job by Jeffrey Wright there.
And right on the carry and keeper for the 2-point version is stopped in the backfield. So we have a 12-point ball game with 4.5 to play in the fourth, 40-28. Ubley leading Bad Axe by 12. On your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
The house is quiet. The morning is breaking. Hunting season is here. With all the men out of the house, now might be the perfect time to remodel that kitchen or bathroom you always wanted. It's time to call D&M Cabinet Shop. With custom-built cabinets, technically trained professionals, D&M Cabinet Shop is sure to create something special for you and your home.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road. It's time for action, so grab my gun.
Ubley strikes again, pushes it back out to 12-point lead over Bad Axe, 40-28 with 4.5 to play in fourth. At the end of the third quarter, Harbor Beach leads USA 29-22. 36-22, in fact, now. As the kickoff scrub kick gets down to about the 42-yard line, there is a collision between two Bad Axe players. And it appears that the Hatchets have recovered at their own 41-yard line. First and 10 for the Hatchets, left to right across the radio.
Nick Schember recovers the squib kick for the Hatchets. That time the squib kick doesn't get through the initial line of defenders, so very good field position for the Hatchets. They start at their own 42-yard line.
And USA strikes back. It's now 36-30, Harbor Beach by 6 after a complete two-point conversion. Tommy Morneau on the keeper around the right side gets out and runs out of bounds at the 45-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Stops the clock with 4:23 left in the fourth. It's now a second down, 7 yards to go from their own 45.
Yeah, designed run to the right. Tommy Morneau bounces off people, stiff arms the defender to get himself to the sideline before he's forced out. A lot of work for 3 yards.
Second down, 7 to go. Morneau looking to pass, staying in the pocket, throws to his left downfield, and this one is overthrown to Buddy McLeod at the 35-yard line. Jeffrey Wright in coverage. This one was uncatchable, so now with 4:16 remaining, it's third down, 7 to go from their 45.
Yeah, I don't think Morneau liked what he's seen there, Clark. I think that ball was intentionally thrown a little higher and a little harder to make sure it got to the sideline, where only Buddy McLeod could make it a miraculous catch, or it would float safely out of bounds. Because if he's going to lob that ball up and let one of his receivers go up and get it in one-on-one coverage, you can bet his last name will be Messing.
Three wide to the left. Morneau in the pistol and has Messing to his right, and he keeps it for himself. He's across midfield. Oh. He gets the first down and finally brought down at the 43-yard line by number 20. Derek Brown for the first down. Move the chains for the Hatchets in the hurry-up offense, no huddle. 4:10 remaining.
Oh, a touchdown saving tackle there by number 20, the Bearcats, Derek Brown. Tommy Morneau flashed through the line very quickly and was about to turn that into a huge gain, if not for a nice tackle by the Bearcats.
Morneau looking to pass, has time in the pocket. Rolling to his right, now has to scramble, and he's forced out of bounds for a 3-yard loss by Anthony Sweeney, as he had no options downfield.
Yeah, sometimes those running quarterbacks, they tuck it and just run to the sideline and go out of bounds, Clark. If he'd have just thrown the ball in any way, shape, or form out of bounds, it would have been second down and 10. Instead, he accepts the 2-yard loss, second 12 for the Hatchets.
8:10 left in the fourth quarter. Beal City leads Lakers 28-12. Second down, 13 to go for the Hatchets. Clock stop at 3:53. Trips to the left, one to the right. Morneau in the pistol. Screen pass to the left, and this one is underthrown. Hits McLeod in the feet. Incomplete. Third down, 13 to go. First down marker is at the Ubley 32-yard line. Moving left to right across your radio.
Well, I don't always love coaches' play calls, Clark, but in this situation, I really liked the play there. The screen pass was there. You have 81 Martin Messing out there as a lead blocker. Everything was set up, but the throw is a little inside, and Buddy McLeod doesn't adjust to it. It falls incomplete.
Morneau on the keeper across the 40-yard line down to the 35 before he's stopped by the Ubley secondary. And Morneau a little slow to get up and gets up on his own, and it looks like he's hobbling a little bit on that right knee, but seems to be okay. Fourth down, 3 yards to go.
Sophomore Matt Mychek makes the tackle. Tommy Morneau there looked like his feet come out from under him, and by that it looked like he slid a little bit. I don't think it was intentional, and because of that, Mychek then gets in there and makes a hard hit on Morneau when he was trying to avoid the tackler.
We have a timeout.